You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Relationship issues.
Relationship talk
on 702.
So for our relationship feature today, we're talking about relationship labels and titles. Are you obsessed about labels? Do you want to label something as soon as it starts? When is it the right time to label a, let's call it a situationship? You've been going out with someone for 2 weeks or 3 months, whatever the case is. At what point do you label that a thing, that we are dating or we're in love? Because the thing is, most couples first begin dating, right? And then they describe their relationship. Some people, as soon as they start dating, they say, well, we're seeing each other. We're not really in a relationship. And then that undefined time can be confusing for others, right? Because some people just don't like labels at all, especially in the beginning, because that creates expectations, right? It can change things, or maybe because they have commitment issues. And I wonder if you are one of those people that are so obsessed with labels. Do you want to label something? Are you uncomfortable about the uncertainty when you are seeing someone and it's a situationship and it's going on and on and on? I mean, some people can go on for 2 years and they haven't committed to one another. They're still in a situationship. How does it work? Please share your experiences with us. And how soon should you be labeling something a relationship? And how soon do you even say, I love you? 011-883-0702. The WhatsApp line is 072-702-1702. Paula Quincy is a relationship coach and is going to be guiding us through this discussion. Paula, thanks for making time. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Clement. Good to be here with you and the listeners today.
Is it weird that, you know, some people just don't want to label things, especially in the beginning stages, a couple of weeks, a couple of months?
No, it's not unusual. You know, in that the beginning stages, we call it the honeymoon romantic phase of a relationship, where we're still trying to get to know each other, whether we like each other, whether we're interested in each other, whether we want to pursue this further. So in the beginning, we are hesitant to put a label on it because we're not quite sure yet what is happening and what the status is and where this is going to evolve to.
And obviously, people date differently, right? People have different rules. There are people who see you the first time and already after having dinner with you, the first date, and they get home and they text, I love you, good night. And then that scares other people like, what? You don't even know me. I could be a serial killer, and you are busy telling me that you love me. When is it the right time to label something? How important is that period of... Yes, it may be a period of uncertainty, but it's a period where you are just taking it easy and getting to know each other before you can make a commitment. Because once you say this is a relationship, whether you like it or not, there are expectations. That's a commitment.
Yeah, you know, there's no hard and fast rule here because every person is different and every relationship is different. So the key thing is, first of all, for yourself to understand, you know, what your expectations are and what you're putting yourself into or why you're putting yourself out there. You know, are you on the rebound? Are you looking for a long-term relationship? Are you just looking to have some fun? Because that would manage the expectations of the process and the kind of label or non-label that you want to put out there. But generally, it's around, so the most important thing from a basic human perspective is that we all want to be accepted and we all want to belong somewhere. And by putting a label on our relationship, it gives us a sense of identity and a sense of belonging or being accepted or fitting in.
So that sense of belonging, quite an important point there. And it gets tricky when... you've got families, right? Or even friends that want to meet, or when they meet that person you're with and you just don't even know how you should be introducing this person to them. Or sometimes you don't even let them come closer to family because you just don't know what you guys are doing. Should we also understand, though, as human beings, that there are other people that, in fact, are still figuring this thing out, right? They haven't made a decision that I want to commit to this person. Because what often happens is that just because as Clement, I feel I'm ready for a commitment after 2 months of us seeing each other doesn't mean the next person is. And I could still be figuring out if I actually want to commit to this person.
You're absolutely right. And that's why it's so important to have these kinds of conversations up front so that you can manage those expectations from both sides and both parties. You know, you may be coming into this relationship with a clear idea of what you're looking for and what you want out of this relationship and this partner, and they may still be trying to figure it out for themselves. And if we don't have those communication or conversation, that leaves a lot open to assumption. And when we leave things open to assumption down the line, it can lead to a lot of heartache and broken hearts.
Yeah. So some people start that conversation, Paula, and they say, yo, what are we doing? What are we? And I often argue when I have conversations with friends that why don't you tell the person what you want from them? So instead of saying, Clement, what are we? What are we doing here? Why don't you say, yo, I feel you. I think I'm falling for you. I want a relationship. And then let the next person say, cool, let's go for it. Or no, I'm not ready for it. Or nah, I'm happy with us just seeing each other. Because often the conversation is, what are we doing? Huh? What are we doing? Is that the best way to communicate? Or should we be more clearer instead of asking, what are we? And then you say, this is what I want.
Yeah, I think, you know, within 3 months of dating someone, you should have some kind of idea of whether they're is anything worth or of value in pursuing this further, that you could see yourself being with this person and you want to spend time with this person. If after 3 months you're still not sure, you're sitting on the fence, then, you know, there's some self-work that needs to be done there, because maybe you're not even sure what you're looking for in a relationship. And in that case, it's very unfair to string someone along, because they could be developing feelings for you. And, you know, that can cause heartache and heartbreak. So after 3 months of dating, you should have a sort of a clear sort of feeling of whether there's something more worth pursuing here. Or if not, then rather end it and give each other the chance to move on and find someone else.
Okay. I want to take some calls on 011-883-0702. 072-702-1702 is the WhatsApp line. Samuel, you're calling us from Midrand. Good morning.
Hey, Clement, how you doing, man?
Kishap, how are you doing?
I get right up, brother. Get Samuel in.
Sure.
You know, my man, for me, when it comes to this thing of labeling relationship, I think it's very important that people get to label the relationship at the beginning to know where they are standing, to avoid hate and bitterness and a fight in the relationship. And for me, people not wanting to label a relationship, it's a sign that somebody doesn't have a sense of responsibility and cannot commit. So a person who doesn't want to commit or doesn't want to take responsibility, it's a sign of danger to you. That means even if they hate you, they won't even care.
Oh, because there's no commitment.
There is no commitment. Okay, it's fine. Even if you cannot commit fully, just tell me that, you know what, we are having fun as partners, but this is a relationship that we're having. Let's see where it's going to take us. Already we are having a room of expectation because we have labeled it as it is. But if we cannot have a label, then we have a problem.
Yeah, but some people don't like that uncertainty, Samuel. When you say, ish, let's see where it goes. Like, people are like, they want clarity on this is where we are. Don't tell me about where we're going.
No, like I'm saying, Clement, I'm simply saying that people must just name the label the relationship and say, we are committing to this. Let's do it. It gives you a flag if somebody doesn't want to label what we are starting with. Because for me, I know already as a guy, when I go to a lady, already I know I want something. So if I want something, from wanting something, that something must come out of commitment.
Okay, I got you, Samuel. Let's listen to what other listeners are thinking around this.
Hi, Clement. Nice topic today. I think labeling should be determined by the moment you meet the person and you approach them and you tell them that you love them, or whichever words you will be using to ask for them to go out with you. That moment defines what that relationship is all about. So you will know if it was lust that led you to go to that person, then you will know when to name it what.
Morning, gentlemen. Tulane from Holland. I've been in a situation for 2 years at my varsity life because on my first year, my friends and I, they had girlfriends, but I didn't feel like I needed a girlfriend, but I needed someone to make memories with. Then I found that person and I told that person, can you make memories with me? Let's do this, let's do that. She was open to it. She said, no labels, let's just leave. If you need something, I will help. If you need, I need something.
Yeah. Like, thanks. That's so cool, right? Like, that's free of problems, no matata. You're not going to be disappointed. Yeah, but Paula was talking about that sense of belonging. Paula, do you think that the title makes, I suppose, the love legit?
So, you know, I think it's at the end of the day, what meaning or interpretation do you associate with that label? And does that label give you a sense of security and a sense of stability within the relationship? Mm. So, for example, in the beginning stages, if we say we're dating, does that mean that we are still able to date and see other people? So, in other words, we are not mutually exclusive. Or do we then move into that next phase where we now decide actually we want to commit to each other and we're now mutually exclusive? Because labels also determine the ground rules or the boundaries through how we conduct and behave towards each other, but also when we are not with each other.
Let's go to Nare in Blagori. Hello, Nare.
Hi, Clement. How are you?
Good, good. How's it?
I'm okay. Clement, yeah, I think there is no formula. You understand? I just want to, like, the whole thing, there's a difference between love and a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you can be in a relationship with someone you don't love. And sometimes you can love someone and then you decided not to be in a relationship with that person, but you love that person.
Mm.
So the whole thing, actually, it doesn't have, actually, a formula because some people, they can meet in a club, and then that people, that just one day, but they end up like, look like Joe Biden's son and this other lady. Like, they know each other only like 6 days, but they got married. You understand? So, some of the relationship, we might find that a person is more dominating, while it's the other one is more passive, like more submissive, and it still works. You understand?
Mm.
So actually, it's about just meeting that person that clicks with you. You understand? Sometimes, some people they are just dormant. I mean, they are dormant. It still works. You might find the person is a drunkard, and then the other person is not. But their relationship still works. So actually, there is no formula. You just need to know yourself.
Mm.
Sometimes the most important thing in a relationship is empathy. You know, if you have empathy and understanding, is easy to have a relationship that lasts forever.
Mm, Nare, are you in a relationship?
I remember last time I did call, trying to tell you that I was in a relationship with someone, and then, because it didn't work because of, not that it didn't work, but it's because I could not take care of her. She liked nice things, nice life, and whatever.
I remember the call, Nare. Yo, even yesterday we got a call from someone who reminded me that he called me last year saying he was kicked out of the house by his wife because he couldn't take care of the wife. He had lost his job. Nare, I'm sorry, man. I think you deserve, you know, whichever lady that's going to get you is a lucky one, is a lucky lady.
Okay. Yeah, no, Clement, the whole thing is about empathy.
Yeah.
I do understand her because even her, that person I was telling that what happened. Yeah, she thinks that I'm different from other people and all that. But the whole idea is if you don't have, like, if you can't take care of someone, you know, even especially if the person is struggling financially, you understand? If the person is okay, then it does work. That's why I've realized most ladies, when they are financially stable, it is easy for them as well to find a good relationship. Women, most of the time, they become like demanding money and some stuff because of the situation, because you can't eat love, you understand?
Mm. Yeah, no. Nare, good luck, man.
Yeah.
Good luck. Okay. Yeah, when you find someone, call me, okay? Okay. We'll celebrate together, Lara in Blairgowrie. Grant, you are in Randburg. Good morning.
Yes, Clement. Well, my predicament is a bit different. I have three daughters who can't get into relationships, never mind label them.
Yeah. What's wrong? Right, what's happening? Are they not interested?
Well, here's the issue. The eldest one is now 25, has had three relationships, and she's very, you know, I've always taught my girls, you've got to look past the personality and find the character.
Mm.
So the personality, he's got the sense of humor, he's got a bit of cash on the table, he's got lots of friends.
Yeah.
The character is the first time he finds out that you SMS a guy and then picks up your phone and smashes it on the wall.
Yes.
Now you're starting to get into the character, you see.
Yeah.
So too many people fall in love with the personality and only discover the character later. So what I've taught them is that you've got to sit, you've got to communicate, you've got to talk, you've got to get to know a person before you even start labeling it. You know, maybe you call it friend zone. I don't know what guys want to call it. But what's really angering me as a father to girls is that, you know, she'll meet somebody, and unfortunately, I call it the butcher shop, Tinder. You know, and the guy says, fantastic, you know, I'll meet you. They go out, he'll buy a Rockamama's burger and then expects sex in exchange because he paid something. And she said, well, hang on a sec, what kind of girl do you think I am?
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
You bought me a burger, what? He said, why don't you just give me the cash and tell me to lay on my back kind of thing?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think this modern society, almost speed dating, is people are jumping past beginning to know each other.
Mm.
And yeah, they're struggling with that. She's saying, I don't know where else to go to meet decent guys. And I'm sure that there's some guys who got the same predicament.
Yeah, they do, Grant. Oh, I'm glad that you're having that conversation with your daughters, Grant. That's so important that we talk to, whether it's our siblings or our children, about these things so that they know what to look out for out there. Because, yeah, there are a lot of people out there that just want to take advantage of girls, of boys, and we need to start these conversations at home.
Yes, Kevin. And if I could sum it up for you, I said to my daughter, stop crying trying to find a man to complete you. You keep forgetting you're the prize.
Mm.
You're the prize. You know, you're a queen in waiting. Yeah, and I don't know what's happened to chivalry or whatever, and maybe I'm talking out of turn. I've also got sons, so I know the drill with them as well. But stop looking for it, because the right guy will come. She's saying, but Dad, I put myself out everywhere and I'm just attracting,
Oh, anyway, Grant, you're a good father.
Thank you for the show.
You're a good father, man. Thanks for calling us, eh? Good luck to your daughters.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Cheers, man. Grant is calling us from Randburg. Wow, yeah. Paula, yeah, Grant. Grant is making some good points there, eh?
Absolutely, and it is hard in today's world, and COVID hasn't made it any better when it comes to dating. So obviously people are turning to digital media and, you know, dating apps and online dating and that kind of thing. But, you know, a label and or a wedding ring doesn't make you any more committed to someone. You show your commitment to someone through your thoughts and your actions and your behavior towards that person and towards your relationship.
Katliso, you're in Midrand. Good morning.
Hi. How are you, Clement?
I'm good, Khatli. So how are you doing?
I'm fine. I think the previous caller actually said part of the things that I wanted to say. I just wanted to mention that I think in today's world, people missteps of dating. To me, and maybe it's just my view, to me, I think it starts first with liking somebody. And that's the process of now you getting to know them, to know their personality, their character. Then after that, you kind of fall in love with them. And then later, you can say, I am in love with him. But now, people start with the first day, as you said at the beginning. You go for a date, and when you get home, somebody says, sure, I'm so in love with you. And you're like, what? This person doesn't
even know me. You don't even know me. Yeah.
Yes. And I also agree with Paula that, I mean, today, you know, if you don't know what to do or you're still not sure if your feelings after 3 months, then let the person go. Because after 3 months, you should have figured out whether this is the kind of person that I want to be with. I like their character. You should have gone on more dates to determine whether this is who you want to be with. If after 3 months you're still not sure, you still kind of one foot in, one foot out,
then it's not the one.
Let the person go and then look elsewhere.
But what if we haven't had a fight? What if we haven't had a fight in the 3 months, Khatliso, and I want to see the character when there's conflict, right? So that I know that when you are angry, are you the type that just packs up and leaves, or you throw things around? Then I can make decisions also based on the character that comes up when there's conflict.
You need to trust your inner person. You need to trust your inner person is never wrong. If you feel that there's something that is missing about me and this person, trust that feeling. Yes.
Okay, Khatliso, thank you so much for calling us. We're talking about labels. Paula Quincy is a relationship coach that's guiding us through this discussion. I want us to also have a discussion about whether you can actually love someone without committing to them. Is that even possible? I don't know. I want to hear from you. Thank you for calling us. I'll continue taking your calls. Shadrach in Pretoria, I see you. There are voice notes as well that are coming through that I'll play in a short while.
Relationship Talk on 702
with Clement and the experts.
25 before 12 o'clock, we're talking about labels. How soon do you label a situationship? Yeah? If you've been seeing someone, how soon do you label that a relationship? And are you worried about the expectation that comes with labeling something? Because once you call it a relationship, then there are expectations, whether you like it or not, and whether you admit it or not. You have expectations of the next person. They have expectations on you. And there are couples, some who begin dating, and they describe their relationship as just dating, as just seeing each other. And that undefined time can be confusing for others. So are you the type that says, dude, what are we doing? Or my sister, what are we doing here? After 3 months, we got a voice note from a listener who says 2 years now, he's been in a situationship and there are no commitments, but they're there for each other. Some of you are sending me tweets and you're saying it's rough out there and the callers are just merely talking about an ideal world, but the world is not so ideal. I'm in conversation with Paula Quincy, who's a relationship coach. She's guiding us through this discussion and I'm taking your calls. Shadrach, you are calling us from Pretoria. What do you want to say?
Hi, Clemens. How are you?
Good, good, good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Ahead of the listeners. You know, I grew up with 5 sisters. And maybe, let me say, maybe I'm from the old school. If it is dating, it is a journey of trying to find each other and knowing each other. And there are no benefits and there are no strings attached. You are friends. And if that friendship takes longer, that means that you're not finding what you're looking for in each other. The problem is we meet today, we put terms and conditions. We meet today, then tomorrow, people are sleeping around. And who is losing out more is the girl child. Maybe as a man, I just need to touch there, do my experiment. And the one who is getting finished and who is getting messed up is the girl child. So my thinking is, if it is dating, just be friends. If nothing comes out of the friendship, don't get offended. And don't get to the extreme to say, it's friendship with benefits. Then that's where the problem starts.
Okay, Shadrach, thanks for your contribution, man. Shadrach is calling us from Pretoria. Paula, so there are people who would argue that even if I'm not committing and I'm not labeling this thing, I still love you and I still care about you. Us labeling this a relationship doesn't change how I've always felt about you, how I've always cared about you. Is it possible, though, to be committed and to love without officially committing and officially labeling this what both of you want it to be?
I definitely think it is possible. You know, at the end of the day, your relationship is personal between you and your partner. And what's important is how you and your partner feel about it, about the relationship, about each other, and what the ground rules are of engagement between the two of you. And that's got nothing to do with anybody else. So as long as you two know where you stand with each other, that's the most important thing. And you can love another person without putting an official label or title on it. And as I said earlier, you know, having a label or not having a label doesn't mean you're any less or more committed to a person. You show your commitment through your thoughts and your actions and your behavior and how you treat each other when you are with each other, but also how you speak about each other when you're not together, you know, behind each other's backs. And the previous caller was talking about, you know, getting to know someone's character. You don't necessarily have to have an argument to see what someone's character is. There's lots of other ways of looking and determining what someone's character is by the way that they behave with other people. For example, when you go to a restaurant, how do they treat the waiters and waitresses, the cashiers, the petrol pump attendants? How do they speak to their own family and parents and their own friends? Those will already give you some clues into this person's value system and character.
What about, do you get a sense that most of the people that are not interested in labeling are people that often have commitment issues?
Sometimes it can be that. It depends on the, you know, the dating history and whether they've come out of something, if they've had a traumatic experience in previous relationships, they've been cheated on, things like that. They may have trust issues, not necessarily commitment issues. There could be some people that are in that frame of mind, well, they're never going to, you know, settle down. They don't want to have a settled life and, you know, children and family and that kind of thing. And that's why it's very important when you put yourself out there that you know what it is that you are wanting and looking for in a partner and how you are able to recognize that when it shows up on your doorstep. Otherwise, you can end up getting into relationships for all the wrong reasons.
There are other people that are, I suppose, fear ending up with the wrong partner. So they decide, I'm not going to commit to this because my soulmate may still be out there, because maybe the person that they're with at the time doesn't tick all the boxes. How is that an issue? Because yes, if you feel that your soulmate is out there, the person you want to be with is out there, are you not wasting time then with the person you are with right now? Because you could be stringing them along with an expectation, and this is what they would be expecting, seeing that this has been going on for a couple of months now, but you are stringing them along knowing at the back of your mind that this is not really what you want, and you're still hoping that something you want is somewhere out there.
Yeah, that happens often, and it's one of two underlying causes that can contribute to that. Is one, people are afraid of being alone and on their own, so they'd rather be with someone. And the other is that their shopping list of expectations is so high that no one can match up to that expectation, because there is no such thing as the perfect person or perfect relationship out there. It's how perfect can you be for each other in terms of being good partners for each other. Because no one will ever meet your needs 100% all of the time. And this is where you have to, when you get into a relationship, it's important to retain your individuality and allow each other to be your own person, but come together with the intentionality of co-creating the us, we, and ours, which is your relationship.
Okay, let's take some more calls on 011-883-0702. Your WhatsApps as well on 072-702-1702.
Hi, Clement. Timbi from Benoni. I want to disagree with the lady who called in and said that it should take you 3 months to know if you want to spend the rest of your life with someone. I think something along those lines. For me, I think in 3 months, that person is still giving you a representation of the person they think you want.
Yes.
Because it's still rosy. Mm. So they're doing everything to make you happy. Right? After 3 months, their true character comes out, where when you have conflict or when you have issues, that's when you see if this is this the kind of person that I would want to spend the rest of my life with. Then you start judging from there on. After 3 months, the first 3 months is still rosy. You cannot decide in 3 months that this is the one. What if after that 3 months, the fourth month, I'll go into again? What's going to happen?
Yeah, the true character then comes out. And when you've already decided from the 2 months of the rosy period that this is the person I want to be with.
Hi, Clement. Great topic. I think the issue today with relationships is that men and women are focused on two completely very different things. A lot of the time, you'll find women trying to develop themselves in terms of relationships. We're the ones who read books about dating, about how to present ourselves so that we can attract a man, for example. And men spend a lot of time focusing on money. They're reading books about how to be successful, how to make money, how to make a million by 25 years old. So when you bring a man and a woman like that into a relationship, the man feels constrained by a woman who wants commitment and who wants to label things, whereas a woman who's focused on presenting herself to be in a relationship and for a man will feel sort of rejected and will feel emptiness from trying to get a man who's only focused on money to commit with her. And that's where the lack of connect comes with relationships today, my opinion. Great topic. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you so much for your contribution. Interesting thoughts coming from our listeners. I'm going to continue with your calls and your WhatsApp voice notes after the break. And I'll let go of Paula. I think she's given us a lot to think about. Thank you so much for making time, Paula Quincy, relationship coach. When I come back, straight to your lines and your voice notes. It's 15 minutes before 12.
702.
Relationship Talk with Clement Maniatela.
Is it Lekulani in Germiston? Good morning.
It's Fulani. Yes.
Oh, great. Thank you, man, Fulani. Go ahead.
Yeah, by the way, I'm the first time caller.
Oh, welcome. Welcome, Fulani.
Okay, thank you very much. In my view, I feel that it's very, very important to be transparent with each other from the get-go. Yeah, before you can even start going to say, I want to tackle this thing or I want this thing to be permanent. Because sometimes other people are very, very good when it comes to hiding their character. Let's assume that you give a person maybe a 3 month probation, then afterwards you want something to be official. But what if those people, they are not even into that thing of being in a commitment relationship?
After 3 months. Yo, so what do we do then? Like, must we state out our intentions and expectations in the beginning? Because then that resolves issues. If I meet someone and we say, listen, I'm looking for something serious. It doesn't mean you're saying this must be serious, but you're saying I'm looking for something serious. Yeah. These are my expectations. And in that way, at least both people know what they're expecting of each other. So whether 3 months or 5 months or a year, at least there's an expectation.
From the get-go.
Yeah, from the get-go. Some people, I've seen instances, Funani, where people will be with people in relationships and only find out later that, oh, they actually not believe in monogamous relationship or they don't want kids or they don't want to get married. And then you think, but we've been together for so many years or so many months. You could have told me this in the beginning.
Oh, yeah. When it comes to that situation, then it becomes something else.
Yeah. Hey, Mjolo is tricky, eh? Nani, really,
it is.
It's tricky. Thanks for calling us, man, from Germiston. So tell me, how do people do it? So these people who meet and then after 2 months they get married. Huh? How do they do it? Do you know of people like that? Or maybe you are a person who got married after just a couple of weeks. And what about love at first sight as well? Because my understanding is love at first sight is I met you and I knew from then that you are the one. Yeah? What about testing character, testing personality, or does that not matter when it's love at first sight? It's a tricky one.
Great show, great topic. My two cents is this. I met my wife. 4 months later, we got married. I think it's an individual thing. If you know what you want, if you're sure of what you want, you will get the results that you want. If both of you communicate and talk straight up about what you want, I think that's the best way moving forward. If people don't play games or lies and pretend, that's what makes all the situation, that's what makes all these relationships go downhill. Communication and not being honest. Thank you. Great show once again, Unati.
Yo, Unati, 3 months. Yo, I don't know, hey. I don't know if I'll do that. But then, yeah. 3 months. Like, do I know his tagazelo zakho? Do I know Your mood in the morning. I don't, and I'm not saying those things obviously should determine whether I love you or not, but I just feel I need more time, I don't know. Dumi, you're in Ridgeway. Good morning.
Yes, how are you?
I'm good, how's it?
Yes, I'm saying with me, there are certain things that I want, like, for example, beauty, the family background, education, the interest, you know, how she looks like and all that, how she behaves. If maybe out of 10 points, I get 80 or 20%, I'm okay. 3 months is more than enough.
Okay, so as long as you've ticked all those boxes.
Yes, because before I approach someone, I should be doing what I want. Don't that when I see that person, I make decisions. I make before I see a person, she must fall within that category.
Mm. You. All right, Dumi. Thank you for calling us in Ridgeway. Can I also hear from, like, our old listeners? Can you call us and give us some tips? What happened with you guys? If you're 80, if you're 90, if you're 70, I don't know, however old you are, over 60, how was it for you? And what tips do you have for us? And yeah, love doesn't have any formula, but I think it helps to share what often happens and use experience because you've seen it happen. And maybe that can help us out. Mujalifa, you calling from Benoni. Hi.
Hi, how are you, Clement?
Kishab, how's it going?
Kishab, boss. Give me the lever. Clement, I was listening all the viewers trying to give their advices on relationships. This is what is happening in relationships. They don't have recipes. Relationships, they don't have advices. Mm. What's working for you, it might not work for me. What's working for me, it might not work for you. So the relationship can start in 1 month, now it can be good. The relationship can go up until 2 years, can be good. It can finish in tears today or tomorrow or even in 1 month. It doesn't matter. What's happening is enjoy it now while it lasts, when it's good.
So live in the moment.
If it's not good, leave it. Yes. If it's not good, leave it immediately. If it's good, enjoy it. There's no recipe for any relationship.
Whether it's labeled or not, just enjoy it.
Whether it's labeled or not, just enjoy it. There's no relationship for it.
Okay, Mujalifa. Yeah.
Sit and then go with the flow.
All right, Mujalifa. Live in the moment, says Mujalifa in Benoni. Karen, you're calling us from Cape Town. Good morning.
Morning, Clement. You know, I'm almost in tears. It's so romantic. It's beautiful. But the reality is that you can find love in amazing places and never give up. And my partner has written a book, and I've only just found the book today. It's actually a notebook, but because he is in a decline with a condition that he has, I'm so blessed to have found this book. And when you talk about labeling, he has each chapter has given me a label. And the first chapter is the girl of my dreams.
Oh, wow.
The second chapter is, I won't say my name, but it's her and I. And the next chapter is my special sweetie. The next chapter is a night. The next chapter is romantic love. And I could read the whole book, but each chapter has a heading. And in each heading, I realized the wisdom of his love. And he is a lot younger than me. And a lot of people said I made a huge mistake. But I know I didn't, because I found passion. And finding this book is proof of that passion and proof of that deep love that has overcome so many obstacles and endures. So that's just the hope that I have for people, that they don't give up. If you are honest and you are not hiding behind your past or your character or your whatever, really, there is hope. And personality, we all have our personalities, and sometimes it's people aren't right for each other, and knowing that makes it easier. But obviously, you know, that takes a little bit of insight. So I just wanted to say that, you know, that there is hope for people to find love.
Karen, you've just warmed my heart. Thank you for calling us, and good luck with your husband.
Thank you, Clement. I look forward to your show.
Thank you for calling.
Oh, that's beautiful, man. That's beautiful. Emmanuel, you're in the Pretoria CBD. Hi.
Yeah, Clement, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Emmanuel?
I'm well. I want to find something out from you. The relationship, Clement, when you get married to somebody, let's say your wife, and then if you have a discussion with your wife, and then your wife went and tell the family, what do you do with it?
And your wife does that? Does what?
Yeah. She does that when you discuss marriage issue. She went and told the family.
Oh, then she goes and tells the family, yeah?
And tell the family. When you confront her, then you think your wife is insulting you, is doing everything. And I'm telling you. So I don't know what do you do about this big situation.
So is that what's happening with you, Emmanuel?
Yeah, it's happening to me.
So what, you told your girlfriend that you want to marry them and they went and told the family?
No, I married her already.
Okay, so what is she telling the family? Oh, you didn't know the character?
I didn't know. We just about 6 months, we got married 6 months.
Oh, and now the true colors are coming?
The true colors are coming.
Ooh, Emmanuel. Ooh, that's, yeah, look. I don't know. See a therapist. I think you need to talk to someone. That's quite tricky, eh? Thanks for calling us, man.